This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 11th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian police officer in Ethiopia, Africa, who had converted from Islam, was recently arrested, dismissed, and told to move to another part of the country after he was discovered talking about his 2-year-old Christian faith in uniform, reports the World Watch Monitor. Muslim converts to Christianity often face extreme levels of discrimination and persecution. Being a known convert to Christianity from Islam is enough to get an individual killed in some places by members of their own family. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, the president and founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, died in his Jerusalem home at the age of 67, reports Christian Headlines. Since 1983, Rabbi Eckstein spent his life working to help Holocaust survivors and low-income Israeli families. In the past 4 years, Eckstein was working to help relocate and resettle more than 17,000 immigrants to Israel, struggling with, quote, economic hardship, persecution, and terror in 31 countries, end quote. Planned Parenthood President Dr. Leanna Wen falsely claimed that most late-term abortions are performed due to severe fetal abnormalities or serious risks to the woman's health. She said in a tweet, quote, I can tell you that those that occur later often result from a diagnosis of severe fetal abnormalities or serious risks to the woman's health, end quote. Wen asserted that pro-lifers, outraged by Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's endorsement of infanticide, were lying, claiming, quote, this is a manufactured crisis that's not based on medical reality, end quote. But Wen is the one who's lying. Proverbs 12:22 warns that the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. Ron Fitzsimmons, director of the National Coalition of Abortion Providers, said, quote, the majority of these procedures, referring to late-term abortions, are performed on healthy women and healthy fetuses, end quote. The late-term abortionist George Tiller told National Abortion Federation attendees in 1995, quote, we have some experience with late terminations, about 10,000 patients between 24 and 36 weeks, and something like 800 fetal anomalies between 26 and 36 weeks in the past 5 years, end quote. That equates to a mere 8% of Tiller's late-term patients who aborted because their babies were diagnosed prenatally with a health condition. And Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood official, now pro-lifer, talked with someone who used to work with late-term abortions who said, quote, I would say that the highest profile of women that were having the late-term abortions were completely normal pregnancies, quite often young, and sometimes had just had more fear of having to tell someone they were pregnant or being so completely out of touch with their own body that they did not understand and how rapidly the pregnancy was progressing, end quote. On Thursday morning, President Trump spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast.
We will always protect our country's long and proud tradition of faith-based adoption. My administration is working to ensure that faith-based adoption agencies are able to help vulnerable children find their forever families while following their deeply held beliefs.
The president honored Melissa and Chad Buck, the parents to 5 adopted children with special needs, who adopted through St. Vincent Catholic Charities that partners with the state of Michigan. Motivated by their faith, St. Vincent has successfully found homes for sibling groups, older children, and children with special needs. Unfortunately, the liberal ACLU is suing the state of Michigan, trying to end this important partnership. On January 28th, the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, hosted an unusual panel discussion entitled The Inequality of the Equality Act, Concern from the Left. Ryan Anderson, author of When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment, was the Heritage moderator. The Heritage Foundation described the panel this way, quote, who could be against a law that promises equality and bans discrimination? Lesbians who've been punished for having the audacity to say that men are not women, and feminists concerned that nearly all sex-segregated spaces, colleges, sports, dormitories, and women's rights in general will disappear if so-called gender identity becomes a protected class and the dangers this poses to women and girls, end quote. One of the leftist panelists was Julia Beck.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Julia Beck. I live in Baltimore City, and I am a lesbian. You might be thinking to yourself, why is a lesbian speaking of the Heritage Foundation? And I ask myself the same thing. But my answer is pretty simple. There is no place for me. I am politically homeless. So believe me when I say I am grateful for the opportunity to share my story. My story is as unbelievable and absurd as it is commonplace. I got kicked off of the Baltimore Mayor's LGBTQ Commission as the only lesbian simply for stating biological facts. After a months-long witch hunt, I was found guilty of violence. My crime? Using male pronouns to talk about a convicted male rapist who identifies as transgender and prefers female pronouns. It doesn't matter that he sexually assaulted two women in a women's prison after being transferred there on account of his gender identity. Oh no, it is far more criminal for me to call a male rapist he than it is for him to rape. The man who led my inquisition also identifies as transgender. He is the president of the Baltimore Transgender Alliance and claims to be a lesbian. I find that almost funny, because everything he does makes life for women, girls, and lesbians worse.
Praise God that Julia Beck sees the lie of transgenderism, but pray that God also opens her eyes to the satanic lie of lesbianism itself. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.